from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And the forecast calls for word flurries, which are kind of like snow flurries any time of the year, but just the comforting, soothing part of them. Not all the, you know, the stuff like dealing with, you know, just the flurrying parts. Like a gentle snowfall on your ears. And what am I talking about and why? It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much. And here's a couple of ways we should keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping With Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this on Android or Google Home, there's a new podcast app you got to check out, Google Podcasts. It's a free app available now for download in the Google Play Store, loaded with all your favorite podcasts, including Sleep With Me. And the amazing thing is it works cross-platform. So you can download it on your phone or your tablet. You could listen there, and then you can listen on your Google speaker. Pause it in one place, pick it up in another. It also gives you smart recommendations based on the things you already like. So get over to the Google Play Store, download Google Podcasts now, search for Sleep With Me, and subscribe. Thanks. Hey, everybody, I want to do a little bit of a friendly competition here. You know, one huge way to help the show is to spread the word and ask people to actually subscribe in Apple Podcasts or whatever app, Google Podcasts or whatever app they choose to subscribe in. Spotify or whatever, and I wanted to just make a friendly competition. That's a huge way to support the show, is just to let people know and say, hey, check out this podcast, subscribe to it. And right now, Australia, Iceland, Malta, and New Zealand are where the show is growing most. So thanks to everybody in Australia, New Zealand, Iceland, and Malta. Holy mackerel. And I'd like to see, we'll do this for the rest of the summer. And then as we did when Sweden took the title a couple of years ago, I'll figure out something fun to do. So any other country in the world, you know, you start spreading the word wherever you are and we'll see it reflected. And, you know, keep up the good work there, Malta, Iceland, Sweden, and New Zealand. Thank you. Great way to help the show. And let's see how it goes. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is also made possible by the hard work of Carl W., who edits episodes, Chris Posterson, who edits episodes and does the theme music, Jonathan Mann, who's owner of Lullabies. He's at song.jonathanmann.net if you want to commission a song from him. Eric and the team at Astound on our website. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer are on our artwork. Everybody at Night Vale Presents, all the team there and all the amazing shows that you can find over at nightvalepresents.com. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. Make sure you're subscribed, wherever you consume the podcast. It just makes it easier. Episodes come automatically to you. And there's automatic kindness, and respect and dignity, at the listener Facebook group. And I want to thank the moderators over there, Julie and Jennifer, Stacy and Sarah and Lauren and Keith. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble with getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it as a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, like stuff that's coming up, it's bubbling up or it's jumping up, whatever's keeping you from falling asleep. It could be travel, whatever it is. I'm going to try to take your mind off of that. This safe place is here for you to relax in, to settle down in, it to bring to your bed, or to maybe create like a canopy around your bed where you say, hey, I'm going to try to calm down whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to be here to keep you company, because I know it's not easy when you can't fall asleep, and I'd like to help. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rusty tangents, rust in color, rust-colored tangents, actually, extra words, stuff like that, whatever that's called, word. I think I've called it word mix-up before. I guess it's kind of like word spurts. Like, they used to call something wind sprints. I have word spurts. Or it could be a word spray, right? Another part of my brain offered or proffered. But whatever it is, if you're new, here's the thing. This podcast is a little bit different, so give it a few tries. If you try to make sense of it, it might, like, this is one where you kind of just passively observe it. A bit like people watching. That is, like, what this podcast is like. Or maybe people observing people. I don't know, but I'll try to explain it. But if you're new, just kind of kick back and listen. Here's the structure of the show. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free. You can find all the sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Click on the sponsors tab. And thanks everybody that does that. So that's the beginning of the show. Then there's an intro, which we're about 2 or 3 minutes into. The intros are around 12 minutes of me attempting to explain the show and develop some rapport with you. Whether you're new or a regular listener, I want to make sure I maintain your trust because I think it's a necessary part. And if you're new, you're skeptical. You say, "What in the heck is this thing? What are you trying to pull? Why are you doing this?" And I already forgot what I was going to talk about, so maybe I'll talk about that stuff. What was I talking about? Word dribble or something? So the intro is kind of a show within a show. Some people use it while they're getting ready for bed. And some people use it while they're doing their bedtime ritual. Some people listen to it in traffic or during the day for a little break. Some people fall asleep during it and some people skip it. But it's usually around 12 minutes of me attempting and not successfully explaining what the podcast is. And so that's one thing. Let me think what else here. I already forgot. Oh, the structure of the show. That's what I was talking about. So then tonight we'll be doing our ongoing episodically modular series with a serial element, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles, which you can listen to the episodes in any order, ideally because you'll be falling asleep. But it features the adventures of a freestyle soda machine. That's kind of gripping. You'd say, like, if you've been to a place where there's freestyle soda, it's like a soda machine where you can mix your own soda flavors. You'd say, I wonder what kind of adventures this soda machine would have. And you say, well, distributing ice, making soda, observing the people getting soda, getting cleaned. Those are kind of adventures. So that'll be the story tonight. It'll be slightly more interesting than that. And then there'll be some thank yous at the end. There's some business in between the intro and the story. So that's the structure of the show. You don't really need to listen. As I said, you can kind of listen in an observational, detached mode, if that's what works for you. Or you can really listen close, because I make this show not just to put you to sleep, but to be here while you fall asleep, and to be here if you can't sleep. So I'm here all the way to the end. And I think that's part of what works about the show. You can listen, but you don't have to. And maybe that's what helps for those of you that are overthinking. Like, that's what one of the many hobbies I have. I can fall asleep because the podcast is still going to be going on. I don't quite understand how that works, but I'm pretty sure that's part of what works about this show. You see, Scooch is working to put me to sleep and help me fall asleep so I can fall asleep. But if I can't, I'll be here till the end. I guess that's what it is, because I know there's some of you that can't fall asleep, and I feel for you, really, truly, I do. And for those of you that are drifting off, I feel for you too. I want you comforted and nestled in bed too. So you don't need to listen, and there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be your companion here. You're walking at your side across the deep, dark night. I guess, like, if you're new, like, how do I use this show? Like I was talking about people watching. I mean, there's a couple of kinds of people watching. There's people watching with, where you're commenting on people. So that one, I guess we could come back to, like, because usually you try to, I mean, I guess when I'm people watching like that, I guess it's more people watching. But then there's people watching or observing where you're kind of, maybe you're eating or maybe you're just chilling and you're watching this stream of people. And maybe you have like a slightly out of focus view and it's moving and something maybe will catch your eye. Maybe it's a chain on a purse over someone's shoulder or the clap of their shoe or the way they walk. Or the pace at which they move, and you watch that for a while, and then you switch back, and you're at a more fuzzy distance, and you're kind of just, you're watching, but you're not really looking. I think you know what I mean. And then maybe something will catch your eye again. Maybe somebody looks familiar, or a couple look really in love, or you know, they're having a discussion that catches your eye, or a kid is holding one of, I haven't seen a kid holding a pinwheel in a while, but I can imagine it, and you're walking, watching the child walking with the pinwheel, and the motion of their walking is causing the pinwheel to move, so you could be watching that, and again, you're going in and out of focus, but normally, there's nothing super engaging, especially maybe you have like, maybe you're al fresco, or maybe you're al window, or my favorite place is al balcony. I guess it is al fresco, but like looking from a balcony, people watching, because then you feel a little bit distance, you know, you're looking down at the street. I also like to do a lot of waving. And I guess that is another part of the podcast. And this is really the truth. If you want to really get to know me, if I could have a hobby, be somewhere with a really nice temperature, even at night. So a summer evening, like 80 degree, where I would either have no shirt. I mean, this is a TMI, or, you know, where it could be in one shirt and shorts. So that kind of temperature, but not hot. But warm, well warm. And I'm there on a balcony in a busy area, either an urban area or a street that's one step down from bustling, like, you know, some sort of main street or main strip. And I'm up there on the balcony. My arms are resting on the balcony. I'm chilled or I'm kicked back. But usually if you're kicked back in a chair, you need a chair higher up. You know what I mean? Like I have a beautiful sight line. And I'm just watching. And every once in a while, someone notices I'm watching. And I offer or I proffer a wave. Maybe sometimes I doff an invisible cap to them. And I try to smile. And I find that as an introvert, this makes me feel, it really does fill me up and energize me. And I find that people love a smile and a wave. And especially when you're doing a detached, you know, you're watching everything detached and you just catch someone and say, hey, great walk in there. Or, hey, I'm just a random person giving you a nice wave and a smile. And that, I guess, would be my perfect evening. Or part, I guess it'd be part of it. Also getting soft serve ice cream at some point, and, you know, other stuff happening, but that would be a part of it, and I just find that very relaxing and filling, and I say, well, no, I'm just waving, I don't need to talk, I'm an introvert, that's why I'm up here on this balcony, but I think that's what I try to do with this podcast, and maybe how a lot of people consume it. You're up there on that balcony in your bed, I'm over there on the other side of the room just talking, to help, for your pleasure or your neutrality, your distraction, to kind of engage you, but just at a distance and in a way, it just like sand between your fingers, it can run right through it. But yeah, I'm quick to offer a wave and a smile when you need it and pat you at a distance, you know, and say, hey, it's not easy not being able to sleep. Old Scoots will be here with a goofy story. Goofy smile to take your mind off of it. And you can kind of listen to me. I mean, maybe there's a meta level. I never thought about this. But maybe there is a universe that exists where someone else is in one balcony across the street, one story above me. And maybe they're at another angle and they're observing me, you know, doing, and that's relaxing for them. And like every time I give, you know, they're just up there kicking it even more chill, like a super chill, but maybe they're probably in a hot tub and they're sitting there in the hot tub watching Scoots watch and wave at people. And it is like some sort of strange energy cycle where I guess the people walking, you know, the ones that are getting waved at are hopefully getting some energy restored to them. So some sort of energy exchange. I don't know if you could monetize that or Muskie or anybody else is going to try to do that commercially, but let's not do that. Let's leave that third observer, you know, they're out there on their own, just enjoying it. They don't want to be brought in by me, so leave them out there. Chilling, resting in your bed. And if none of that makes any sense, it probably, you know, makes sense to me. That's why I make this show. But I would say, you know, while you were watching me chill on that balcony, did it take your mind off of stuff? Did it make you feel like you were in a decent, reasonably safe place where you could relax, where you could let your shoulders down, where you could sink deeper in bed? Because that's why I'm here. I've been there, and I really, really want to help. I work very hard on this show, and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep, and I really appreciate you coming by. If you've never tried the show, give it a few tries, but I appreciate you investing your time, and if you're a regular listener week after week, and, you know, more than your time, your energy, and your work, thank you so much, and let's hear a couple of ways we keep the show going.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, hey everybody, it's time for another episode of Nuns in Space, our episodic, modular, and a bit serial story. But you can kind of listen to it in every order because I'm going to fill you in on everything that's happened right now. The story is of a freestyle soda machine and a man named Scooter. Boy, a young man, so young, such a young man, so mature, yet a young man that's immature. Named Scooter. They're in space. On board their ship is the nuns from Scooter's childhood. And they're out there in a cloud of delusion, just off of Earth. And I'll give you the short version. Like, Earth, this is in the future, not too far in the future, but a little bit in the future when we've started to have commerce with other planets in outer space. And that was going pretty good until a cloud of delusion separated the Earth from space. Which you've seen something similar in a movie yesterday, but it was a tough cloud to get through. Only a few select, just like in the movie, only a few select people could get through the cloud. It was different, but this cloud is full of delusion, where that one was full of sparkly stuff. Only a few people could, whatever. That's where the adventures, I guess I had to get that off my chest, even though I don't think it's related. Well, space movies have lots of clouds. It's just a thing in space. Scooter and Stan, the freestyle soda machine, are on a salvage ship in space, inside a cloud of delusion, a little bit lost. The thing about the cloud of delusion is it's hard to find your way back out. They were just kind of chilling there until they could come up with a way to get out of there. Right now they have like some sort of pocket of non-delusion. Or I think Scooter drank some of the delusion, so he's less deluded, believe it or not. He's diluted the delusion. But Scooter and Stan are on a ship called the Cal Drogo, or Cali Drogo, excuse me, right? And like the original owners of that ship are gone, but they may be returning. Ray-Ban and a crew of privateers, you know, like Pirates of the Caribbean, but in space, but for salvage, I think. So that's like what's going on here. Let's see if I could do a TLDR slower version, wind it down here. Scooter and Stan are on a ship in space. They're in a cloud of delusion. And currently they're waiting to see if Ray-Ban and the Ray-Ban's crew are going to return. They had just gone off chasing some cans of SpaghettiOs that Scooter launched off. And ideally, Scooter and Stan will find their way out of the cloud of delusion. And, they're also trying to, like this season, by the way, Scooter's working theory is that if Stan can become an artist somehow, find his inner artist, through working through The Artist's Journey by Julia Cameron, that Stan, like, by developing that part of Stan, like a little bit of developing an outside-the-box thinker, like an artist, that they'll be able to get out of the cloud of delusion. And this is, I believe, the fourth week that they're working through, the fourth week in the book. So that's where we're at. And also the episodes get introduced by someone from Hollywood who's here now. Oh, my friend, the ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary, it's time for Nuns in Space, the Stan Chronicles. Whoosh. Thanks, Antonio. How are you doing, by the way? My friend, I'm doing great. Oh, great. Okay, I got to record this, but what do you say you just sit in my kitchen and don't touch anything and drink water for like an hour and a half? Oh, my friend, what an offer. I could not refuse. Thank you. All right, thanks, Antony. I'll talk to you later. I mean, maybe enjoy my kitchen. Also, don't touch anything. Okay, thank you. Okay, Nuns in Space. Thanks, everybody. Hey, pen pal, it's me. Let's see. I'm going to catch you up on, I think you know everything that's been going on here. So we got this salvage ship going. And Ray-Ban and these salvage, they're stealing salvage. They're not salvaging with permission here in the cloud of delusion. At first, we thought this ship was a robotic ship just searching space to get to take stuff, you know, to just take the salvage on autopilot. But it turns out that, of course, telegraph coming in. There was people, a crew. Also, they had, not only had they salvaged most of the things they encountered, but really expensive ships with ostensibly well-to-do beings. They had the beings go in cryogenic sleep, which was pretty normal. And then, I think I told you this in my last few letters, and then kept their expensive ships. Turns out they want to get back on board. But I sent them out after some SpaghettiOs, and then Stan is here, because Stan's a little stressed, but we're trying to work through week four of The Artist's Journey, pen pal. I don't know if I'm actually between you and me, pen pal, I'm still on week one, but Stan's on week four. It's tough to get an artist date when the whole, you know, everybody's relying on you, even though Stan would say differently. But so, what was I going to tell you, pen pal? Oh, I'm supposed to write I'm also wondering if I could work ahead, like if I could work on week one and week four. But Stan's supposed to write a letter to Stan's 8-year-old self. And that made me think of you, pen pal. I send you letters all the time. And they said, well, what would I tell my 8-year-old self that would be useful? And then I said, well, what if, okay, well, no, okay, no, no. So then I said, okay, what would I tell a generalized 8-year-old that wasn't me that I wanted to give good advice to? Like you, pen pal. I said, okay, make sure you stop and listen. And I mean that in more than one way. and breathe. Those are important things. You could pat yourself, like, and put your hand on the center of your chest, pen pal. That's powerful. I've only just learned these things since being out here in space to say, well, maybe, so, you know, they say, okay, we're here. You're okay. So that's one thing. And that maybe at one day, pen pal, for me, I'll have some trust. You know, I'll say, okay, we could, like, I'm trying to do that. So I think for any people that, like, if I was giving it to an 8-year-old, not you, pen pal, I'd say, what have you, can you use those methods and other ones to say, okay, could I take it? I can trust my decision making. And I can trust taking this one next step forward. But I bring that all up on pal, because Stan is really, really stressed. I might as well just, because I got to go talk to Stan. So I just want to, actually, I probably just needed to center myself here. Put my own hand on my chest, Ben Pal. So that maybe I could put, I probably won't be able to put it on Stan. So I'm going to forget all about, the funny thing is, Ben Pal, I'll forget all about this advice as soon as I walk in there. And Stan's probably the calm one compared to, you know what I did, you know. So here we go, pen pal. Okay. Hand on my chest there. It's okay. Now, but we do have a clock, ticking clock. So I'm going to go in there, pen pal. You can listen. You know, but pen pal of mine, I haven't said that to you. Pen across the stars and across the letters, you are the pen pal. In my hearts and in my dreams, pen pal. And I'll talk to you soon. You can keep it. Hey, Stan, it's me. A scooter. Ray-Ban's going to be back any minute. Those SpaghettiOs couldn't have kept her. And he's not going to be happy at all, Scooter. Okay, Stan, I understand that. And I'm aware of that. But we have to stick to our plan. The plan, the artist's path, Stan. The artist's journey. This is just one stop on it. 1 week. And it doesn't seem like your demeanor. You've been doing the morning pages. Scooter, I haven't been able to traditionally sleep in the way you wanted me to. Okay, well, that's, let's just keep moving forward. Okay, we'll say yes to that. I'll try to pick up my pace the best I can. That'd be great, Scooter, because they're going to be back soon. Okay, well, one of the things I noticed this week, and if you haven't been doing your morning pages, maybe you haven't noticed it, Stan, I could sing it, but I won't, is like, toss away stuff you don't need in the end. Know what's important or something, and know who's your something, something, and know who's your friend. It's a theme, not just from the bottom, but from the top of the morning pages. Because we want to start thinking about old things we could leave. Like, what is one old thing you're going to leave behind, Stan, as we move forward on this journey? Or what is one thing, old thing you've already left behind? Scooter, I left diet soda behind. Okay, well, Scooter, well, really just the flavorings for diet soda and the sweeteners. I know, Stan, I don't like diet soda. Well, why did you ever have it since, why have you been holding on to it up until recently? Well, Scooter, I figured maybe you'd want to offer one of your guests a soda, and they would want a diet soda, and you wouldn't just drink it all for yourself. Well, that'd be great, Stan, if I wanted them to know that you were also a freestyle soda machine, but I didn't want them to know, you know, I don't necessarily want to reveal all our cards, because you think it's a mystery. Is that really a freestyle soda machine or just a computer inside a freestyle soda machine? I don't need them to know how much more you are, Stan. That's good to know you don't have any diet soda in you. And speaking of old things, I think we could recycle some old plans from space movies. And I don't know which one it was, but I was thinking if we could just throw a bunch of junk off the ship, and with some carbon scoring, of course, and then maybe go leave or, I don't think the ship cloaks, but do something. And then they'd think we had an accident, Stan, and then they would just not look for us at all. Scooter, that's not going to work. Scooter, that won't work at all. They'll figure out, why would that even have happened, Scooter? Okay, but it could buy some time. a scooter. I don't think that would buy, because we can't cloak ourselves scooter. They would just be, they would split up. Okay. Other thing is, another plan that usually works good is to offload a bunch of stuff so we could go faster. Maybe we could get Khali Drogo to go faster, even though this is a salvage ship. A scooter, you know that won't work. Okay, well, it's just maybe I'm just thinking out loud, or maybe I'm trying to offload old ideas. Like old ideas, like judging them before they're fully formed, or shooting, you know, being so quick to say no to other people's brainstorms, you know, just blue sky solutions. We could also just run, you know, get going now. Maybe we could just do that. Scooter, where would we go? We're in the cloud. They seem to be a being that's resistant to the cloud or something like us. Maybe I had a scooter. That's not going to work. Well, we could just go in one direction and maybe try to put the freighter between us so that they can't see us. I don't know, Sam. I'm just trying to think of ideas here. Sorry. Maybe we should just move on to the next stop on our artist journey. Yeah, Scooter, that might be a good idea, but just could you pick up the pace a little? Okay, well, the next thing we're supposed to do is write a letter to your 8-year-old self. Scooter, that's not the same. I told you that age isn't the same for soda machines. Okay, well, that's right. I forgot about the whole soda machine age thing. Like, it's like I forgot, like calculating it. Like, it's different than dog years, which I never remember anyway. But so how old were you physically from your first job that would be equivalent to 8 years human life? A scooter, 7 months into my first job as a freestyle soda machine. Wow, that would be a complicated math problem. I'm glad I don't have to. Glad I got you here, Stan. So that was your first assignment. And I remember that day that you started. I remember your first job. So I want you to picture yourself there, Stan. You know, because we always celebrate your birthday right around the same time. Scooter, you're good about throwing birthday parties, but not remembering birthdays. Okay, Stan, start to think of the letter. You're good. Picture yourself there at 7 months. And that be whatever KB or wherever it was. And you're there now and you're sending your letter. Dear Stan, right now you're not named Stan. You're called STD. Stan, I forgot that was your STD. No, Scooter, I wasn't finished. It's actually ST-D, number 472-315263. It was so good, Stan, though, that I named you Stan instead of STD. Scooter, it's ST-D number, #472-315263, actually. Okay. Sorry, Stan, I didn't mean, I'm sorry. Scooter, apology accepted. Stan, you're there, and you're just a soda machine, so you wouldn't even be able to read this letter. But you, Stan, just a note, you're not just a freestyle soda machine. Oh, yes, okay, so but you still can't read a letter. But I also know that, Stan, dear Stan, ST-D, that you're more than that, because I was there once. And that it's not true that you're just a freestyle soda machine. Because I can remember those days there, day after day. Serving soda, being pressed and pressed again, distributing ice all day long, getting covered in sticky soda, fingerprints, other things. I remember those days just like it was yesterday, because it's, you know, because my memory is that good. But even then, there's some part of you there, Stan, I'll call you. Watching, and I can see you there watching. You could almost see me watching you, and you were paying attention there when you were, so you were already there, Stan. Stan, what's it? There's a red light. Oh, Scooter, it's proximity alert. As I was trying to explain to you earlier, Scooter, it looks like Raybon and his team are coming back in. They know where we work. We are, because we didn't go anywhere. And that wouldn't have worked anyway. Okay, Stan, so we would have to think of something. Okay, Scooter, well, our options are limited because we can't outrun them. And we only have the one launcher, which you have put SpaghettiOs in. So it wouldn't help us anyway, no matter what's in there. Okay, Stan, let's say yes, though. Let's try to say yes. Okay, Scooter, yes to what? To them, to surrender, like, to let them on board? Should we just let them come on board, Scooter? No, Stan, to being an artist. Scooter, we don't have very much time. They're on their way in. Okay, about 10 minutes, Scooter. Okay, Stan, that's enough time. See how my hands on my chest, Stan? That means we have plenty of time. Okay, let's go back there, Stan. 8-year-old Stan, 7 months old, working. There you were, a young freestyle soda machine, being pressed and pushed and serving soda, saying yes. Was there ever a line, Stan? Oh, Scooter, there were times I was the only machine in the store, yes. And you were there, already there, Stan, as you said, watching, right? A Scooter, yes, yeah, I was there. I was there. Like near sentient, or the spark of sentience or something. Yeah, Scooter, something like that. And Stan, I have a question. You know, you were there all day long, and it doesn't sound that great, to be honest. Did it ever bother you? Scooter, yes, Scooter, it did. Oh, wow, Stan, I think this is good news, Stan. Okay, Scooter, the clock's ticking, though. Okay, that's fine. What bothered you? Oh, Scooter, the humans, Scooter. Okay, go ahead, Stan. Let's keep it flushing it out there, just like the morning pages. Well, Scooter, a lot of people don't follow the instructions. And also, they combine sodas that aren't meant to be combined. Yeah, like Diet Cola and orange soda, I agree, Stan. I can see that. Scooter, you might want to understand, but I don't think you can. Okay, tell me more, Stan. Combining flavors and then not even drinking it, and maybe not even taste, just seeing the color, and then pouring it into the ice catcher. Okay, yeah, that's, I've been there, Stan, with you. Oh, boy. Scooter's just so much, just waste, and then blame, you know, user errors, that they would say was my error, and they would say it was, they would use a defective word, and that was day after day, Stan, huh? Oh, Scooter, yeah, it was, really sparks your wires, huh, Stan? Scooter, figuratively it does, Scooter. And did you ever like sit there observing this and observing yourself being, and then did you ever want to do anything about it? Like act out, like do something like an 8-year-old would? Scooter, that goes against my solid state programming, Scooter. Okay, Stan, but did you ever want to, or did you? Scooter, I was built to serve soda. Right, you were built to serve, so you were a freestyle soda machine, though, Stan. Come on. That comes with a bit of leeway, solid state or not. I didn't put vacuum tubes in you just to put them in there. I put them in there because they mean something to me. Scooter, you're laughing at your own upgrades. But think about it, Stan. You were a freestyle soda machine. Is there a contradiction in there, or is it just me? Scooter... Stan, I know how you process things, and was there ever a little rebellious streak in you? That's all I'm asking, just slightly on the edges of your programming. Like you stretch those algorithms, right? You know, Stan? Scooter, no. Stan, you could tell me. I know how powerful you are, and that you could see, okay, Scooter, I did do some things. Is this going to be like our chunk moment, Stan? No, Scooter, no. I did some, I would get fed up, Scooter. And so I started testing, changing, you know, from peak flavor, the peak flavor mixes scooter. I'd make small adjustments to those and then chart how the customers reacted to the less than optimal flavorings. Oh, Stan, oh boy, what a streak you went down. You really are like the James Dean of freestyle soda machines. Scooter, sometimes I would even alter them in a way that would be not less than optimal, but not enjoyable, Scooter. Wait a second, Stan. Scooter, I did. I'm sorry. But Scooter, you'd be surprised how many people will drink less than optimal flavored soda. What about, I can see that, Stan. Yeah. You really had like a godlike power for soda. Scooter, I did. Sometimes, I only did it to you a few times. Stan, I realized that. I mean, I didn't think it was you. I just thought it was like a problem with the mix. I blamed the manufacturer of the mix. Well, Scooter, yeah, we've eliminated those issues now. But yeah, I'm a flavor expert. But Stan, I think you used some words. What words did you? Did you use any words in there that stuck out to me? Well, Scooter, you would know that. Stan, what kind of words? Scooter, fed up? Not that one. STUPID humans? Not that one. Flavor ratio, Scooter? No. I think you almost used this word, or maybe you did. Repel or something, Stan. Well, Scooter, I did. I think I did. I don't know if I used those words. No. Okay, Stan, did you? Okay, let's keep going. Moving towards artistry. Oh, Scooter, repel. The Scooter is a salvage magnet. That pulled us in. All right, Stan, there you go. Oh, Scooter, we could reverse the polarity, magnetize the whole ship, and repulse Raybon and anything metallic. And all of there's no plastic ships out there, Scooter. There's some composite, but they're mostly iron. And Stan, what would that do? A Scooter, that would keep them from getting close and getting on board. It would repel them. It may even repulse them. Stan, see, freestyle soda rebellion really works. Yeah, whatever rebel other than James Dean would fit the bill, Stan. They got nothing on you. Okay, Scooter, I'm in, and we're reversing the polarity. Scooter, it's already, here they come too, Scooter. Okay, you start to back out a little bit, Scooter, they're coming in range. Scooter, look at that. They keep coming in and getting pushed back out. Wow, this is actually hilarious, Stan. Scooter, it is. Okay, they keep trying, Scooter. They haven't realized that they can't penetrate. Scooter, this might actually work. I mean, I think it will, Stan, because they're not going to, they want everything on this ship. So, they're going to call in and make a deal with us. Scooter, they're calling. Okay, make them wait. Scooter, yeah, let's make them wait. Yes, Stan. Stan, why don't you take this one, too? You keep taking it. Oh, Scooter, this reminds me of another time. Another thing I used to do is when customers looked like you were very frowning and scowling, I would have a processing error sometimes to make them wait, or I would just shut down my screen like I was broken, and then I would turn back on for the next nice customer. Stan, man, you're unbelievable. Holy mackerel. A Scooter, yeah, I'd fake malfunctions or move. You know what I would do is if they tried to press like Jerry Pibb, that was with you, Scooter, I would move the circle out of their way. Stan, I don't feel like, are you sure you didn't just see this on a TV show? Scooter, that one I did. I just saw it on a TV show. I didn't actually do that. Okay, Stan, why don't you take Raybon and see what kind of offer they're willing to make? Why don't you tell them we're willing to compromise? We'll give them the freighter and we'll send them some SpaghettiOs and stuff. Okay, Scooter, I'm ready. Okay, go ahead, Raybon. This is Khal Drogo. Khal Drogo, what are you doing? Repulsing you, wise one. Kelly Drogo, you need to stop this nonsense and let us come aboard. What are your circuits crossed or something? I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
Scooter, I muted the mic. That one was for you.
Who is Dave, you nincompoop? Turn off the magnet now. So I'm afraid I can't do that, your greatness. Kali Drogo, I'm going to count down, and I'm going to begin the sequence. 5, 4, 3.
Scooter, what should I say? And just let him. He's bluffing.
2, 1. I'm sorry, Kali Drogo. I was unable to complete your request at this time. Buffering error. Well, that's a shame, Kali Drogo, because I've just started the remote ending of the existence of you and everything on board button. The self go bye-bye button, as you say. And if I don't board the ship with my key, that'll be it. So goodbye. I guess this is goodbye, Kali Drogo. I'm going to go on board the freighter. We left some Hostess and some SpaghettiOs there. Please open the landing bay doors, Kali Drogo. Go ahead and process this in deep processing and get back to me as soon as you can. Ray-Ban out.
Scooter, I don't think that's a bluff. I'm getting it's like a triple authentication, Scooter.
It's a physical key with a physical chip and a pin Kali Drogo has to do to stop the sequence. Otherwise, you know what happens, just like in the movie, Scooter. It's a countdown for the end of the ship.
Okay, and is there any way to hack it, Stan?
A Scooter, no, because it needs a physical key and a physical chip. Scooter, very hard to not know, Scooter.
Okay, well, how long do we have? Like 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
Scooter, we have 2 days.
Okay, well, that's, I think that might be two
days. How come we have 2 days?
Well, Scooter, that's just tops. I'm just estimating.
You mean, even though Ray-Ban didn't pick up on the joke I made, Scooter, everyone's seen that movie. And in case the long lag time is that if your computer locks you out of your ship, you could self, usually the computer will try to, you know, it depends on the algorithm, Scooter.
Okay, but why is it 2 days?
Well, Scooter, in case you got to get back on board, like in the movie, this way you have more time. So if the ship doesn't call your, it's not a bluff, but if it is a half bluff, Scooter, you still have time to get back on board.
Okay, well, I guess repelling them didn't really work totally.
Let's see. So we're going to have to think of a new plan then, I guess, Stan. I'll be doing my hand holding on my chest here.
Okay, Scooter, we really need to come up with a plan, though. Like, we can't procrastinate till 1 day left.
Okay, Stan, let's stay on the artist's path. We got to walk the path. You got to do the work.
Scooter, I think you're being overly dependent on one method that's only got us half solutions so far.
Okay, well, if you have another option, Sam, you said, like, well, Scooter, I just think this is counterproductive use of our time.
Oh, well, you underestimate how stubborn I can be, Stan. So I want you to think about, but I think this is going to work, Stan. I really do. It's time now to write a letter to your 80-year-old self, which, if I remember what you explained to me, the soda machine lifespan then accelerates, because you can be upgraded. I don't even want to think about the algorithms for time passing and aging.
Well, Scooter, it would just be condensing our lifespan into the usual human lifespan.
Scooter, don't worry about it.
Okay, so I want you to think about sending a letter to yourself when you're 80, the equivalent of 80 human years then.
Okay, Scooter, I just don't think that's a good...
Okay, Stan, that's what we're doing right now, though. You got to trust the process, Stan, and do the work and everything. So there you are, your 80, equivalent of 80 human years. You're still a freestyle soda machine, at least inside. I don't know outside.
And you're still fully functioning, Stan. Oh boy, are you functioning. Perfect working order. Just in case your best friend retired with you for those 80 human years and drank soda to all the way to the ripe age of 80. And you've been through some ups and downs, Stan. Been on some adventures. There you are, relaxed and retired, maybe. Age 80, what are you doing, Stan, right now? Scooter, I'm whittling, Scooter. Oh, boy. Okay, let's just go with it. Let's not worry about the details. Of the how. Scooter, I'd love to. Okay, what are you, Stan, I'm so enamored by your whittling. What are you whittling, Scooter? I'm whittling a wooden whistle. Oh, wow, Stan. I can see you there whittling a wooden whistle. Oh, and you're in a room. It's a room full of tools and wood. And there's even other things there. Personal touches. It feels like a sacred space of creation, Stan. Scooter, it is. Yeah, a place where work and relaxation and craft all intersect, I feel like, Stan. A Scooter, for sure it is. Scooter, did you see these things here over here? Oh, no, Stan. In addition to your whittling of whistles, are these other things you've whittled? Oh, no, I was pointing over here, Scooter, these rock things. Oh, wow, what are those, Stan? Scooter, those are rocks I collected and then glued together in the shape of people and beings, Scooter. And then I painted them, Scooter. Oh, wow, Stan, that is beautiful. Scooter, there's one with googly eyes on it. I put the that's you. Oh, I love that one, Stan. Wow, amazing. And the whistle, Stan, are you going to blow it at some point? Scooter, this whistle is not for, it doesn't register on human frequencies that you could listen to. Oh, okay. Even more amazing, Stan. Wow, what a work. Is this, do you call this your workshop? Scooter, I call this my safe place. I love it here. Oh, I've had so many adventures, Scooter. It's been too long. I've been looking at old googly-eyed Scooter. And I've been waiting for you to come by. I've been gluing these rocks that I've collected and crafting, whittling the driftwood. Yeah, it's very nice in here, Stan. Did you say you were having some adventures? And even when the clock was ticking, you were you could really savor those adventures you had? So many, Scooter. Scooter, I wish my old first mate was here. I remember when we worked together. Wait, do you have a new first mate? Well, Scooter, that's incorrect, actually. It was an improved version. Scootra 315 was its name. And really my assistant and my sergeant-at-arms, Scooter. And we had so many good times together. Scootra 315, huh, Stan? Scooter, that's right. It was such a good assistant, that Scootra. Never seen a movie to Scootra, never had until... till the end when I showed Scooter a bunch of movies. Oh, Stan. I remember there was one adventure where you couldn't even find your way out, Stan. And I think Scooter was in charge then. When Scooter was in charge, we had a pretty standard way of dealing with things, which was he'd try to remember things from movies, normally space movies, and then sometimes the Indiana Jones movies. And then we would try those solutions to any issues we encountered. And maybe sometimes it was also from TV shows. And when that idea didn't work, then we would try to come up with something. That was how we got out of all of our mix-ups. We would scramble around, Scooter and I. Oh, I was going to think how all of this art was due to Scooter's mentoring of you, Stan. Oh, I hadn't thought about that at all, Scooter. I thought that was always within me, latent, and then it bloomed. Oh, wow. That sounds like you had a rough time there with Scooter mentoring you and helping provide the situation where you could bloom. How did you deal with that, Stan? Scooter, I'd just kind of surrender. That's what I would do. And I'd say, see, we'll work it out, Stan. I had that script running in the background a lot of times. And the thing was, Scooter, most of the time it always worked out. That's kind of what my hand on my chest is trying to do, too. Scooter wasn't easy on my programming. But we, you know, we got there. And then once I had a chance to build Scootra 315, I took what worked and I left the rest behind. Seems like a lot to leave behind. But speaking of working the kinks out, I was wondering, like, if Stan, if you were in this, I'm in this situation now, Stan, and I wanted to talk about your 80-year-old wisdom, what do you think of this one I'm in? What was the plan Scooter came up with? What movie plot twist did he use? I think he would probably use something with, like, the escape pods, Scooter. What, Scooter? Oh, yeah, except there's no escape pods on Khal Drogo. Okay. Maybe he used one of the more expensive ships or something that's on board. Oh, Scooter, maybe he did use one of those. I wonder what he did, though. Well, he would try to escape. Maybe he, like, surrendered to let Khal Drogo, like, and then tried to get away, like, as a compromise. I don't think Khal Drogo, like, would let that happen. Okay, what other assets do you think they had back then? Scooter was really obsessed with the SpaghettiOs and the mac and cheese. He could launch it. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that I never did get a chance to mix the mac and cheese and SpaghettiOs together because I think that's the perfect thing to launch because it could block the windshields of all the spaceships and their cameras and their, at least their, like, telescopic sensors, maybe even some of their radar and sonar sensors. Oh, Scooter, and then we could try to get away then. We could stand. Oh, Scooter, but then there's everyone else is on board, and we couldn't leave them, huh, Scooter? It's spoken like you're reading the mind of a true hero, like Scooter Stan. We'd take them with us. A Scooter, there's no large enough ship to put everybody else on. Okay, yeah, no. So we couldn't, would that heroic Stan and Scooter of the past have, you know, just randomly pick some people and then say, well, it's pretty good. We did pretty good. No, Scooter wouldn't do that, Scooter. He'd want to say, everybody that's sleeping on this ship, all the beings are under our watch. Yeah, so he'd have to come up with another plan. But so he would have to do that. You're right, Stan. Oh, boy, we could use Scooter right now. Scooter, I don't know how I reached the equivalent of human 80 years with you and your plans. Well, no, I mean, we're surrendering to them. We're halfway, Stan. This back, okay. We're fake surrender. We leave. Okay, so that didn't work. So there we're halfway through our normal working system. Scooter, so should we just regular surrender? No, we got to take things to an illogical conclusion, Stan. Come on, you're going logically. Okay, Scooter, so what if we use another thing you do from movie Scooter is quotey quotes. So what if we surrender in quotey quotes to them? Okay. How, Stan? Okay, Scooter, we use the whistle and we jam their communicators. Then you eliminate the visual element with the SpaghettiOs and Velveeta. Oh, the Macchios. Oh, yeah. Okay. Then we launch, Scooter, then we launch a ship like we're escaping on autopilot. Like we're running and we leave the bay doors open. And then we hide Scooter. Okay, that's almost a plan, except for I don't think the hiding part would work. Scooter, we could go into sleep, and then they wouldn't know which of us. Okay, that would be a plan, but I don't like Raybon. I'm already, Raybon's not on my good side anymore. But I was thinking about you whittling, Stan, and I was thinking about your life as an artist and how you've grown your creations, your stone creations, your wood creations, and I like your ideas. And I was thinking of how you like to build things out of salvage. The salvaged things is what made you into an artist. Scooter, you're right. More collect things I would collect on walks, Scooter. Okay, more like a ship full of salvage. How about this, Stan? I remember your room when you were just a young freestyle soda machine. And that room had things in there, and some of the things were mysterious and hidden. Scooter, I thought we agreed that we would leave each other's private business to private business. No, I'm not talking about that mysterious stuff, Stan. Not private business. Stan, that's perfectly normal, by the way, and acceptable. It's fine. Okay. No, don't worry, Stan. Every soda machine wonders about that stuff. Okay, Scooter, can we change the subject? Okay, I'm thinking of something else in your room. Something that normally would hold something that would sing, but you chose to keep it there for decoration and even cover it with a blanket. Oh, Scooter, my birdcage. Right, you just have a birdcage in your bedroom as a kid. Oh, Scooter, that's a great... So we build a cage around the landing bay, Scooter. That's with the salvage bots. Right, is that possible? Like, so they could come in, they could land, and Scooter, I'm sending the orders to the salvage bots now. It is, but we'll do a two-layer cage, Scooter. Big enough for them to land all the ships, basically the whole landing bay. And they won't be able to take it out even with the ships because it would... don't worry, I'll have it. Yep, the salvage bots are working on that. And we'll make it so we can close it behind them as well and attach it to the cargo bay doors so they won't be able to leave either, Scooter. It's a perfect stand. So they'll come in. They'll think we're gone. They'll still be hesitant. And the shutoff, we'll get that from Ray. Then Raybon will have to help us shut off the go bye-bye button. Okay, I think we have a plan. So we're going to jam their... what are we going to do first, Stan? Scooter, we're going to tell them we're going to give up and that they can come on board. That I've realigned and processed. Then we'll jam their communicators. Then you cover them in Velveeta O's or whatever. Stan, those are going to splatter and then freeze on their ships. It'll be great. Scooter, then I have a ship programmed already. One of the fastest ships we have here, Scooter. I'll send that off, and they'll think we left. At this point, they have to figure out someone else is on board. Stan, you could even tell Raybon that. Oh, Scooter, I will. So we'll turn the magnet off, leave the bay doors open, and Scooter, then they'll come in, and we'll have them, Scooter. Okay, why don't you call Raybon, and, okay, 1 second, Scooter. Raybon, this is Khal Drogo calling. Go ahead, Khal Drogo. Raybon, I've realized that the last few communications were by a being that had taken control of the ship. Oh, yes, Khal Drogo. I figured as much. I need to get back on board, though, to shut down the bye-bye button. What is the update on this being? The being is about to exit in one of the ships to get away, sir. Oh, thank you, Khal Drogo. We'll be preparing a blockade. Okay, I will leave the bay door open. And I'm working on bypassing and shutting down the magnet. Very good, Khal Drogo. Looking forward to seeing you again. Okay, Scooter, you go up and get the... Okay, Stan, I'm off. Sorry, pen pal. I'm trying to get this in. This may be... I had to move my recorder here. So I covered all their ships. Stan jammed their communicators. We covered their ships in goop. so they couldn't see. The ship flew off behind them, but in just a way standed it so that they noticed. And actually worked. They set to tracking that ship, but they didn't chase it because they couldn't clean off their ships. And then Stan shut off the jammer like that, like just like I was doing it before I escaped. So that went great. And then it was even cool. It got so cool for a little bit there. So then they slowly, like slowly thing, and they said, oh, Khal Drogo's all clear, Stan was saying. And then they flew in, and they had constructed these, essentially, bird cage around the landing bay. And the cool thing was, because it was constructed out of salvaged ship parts, it was all gray and dark colors, and the lighting in the bay, it just looked like shadows. So they all landed, and they didn't realize they were stuck because they were all waiting, and for Khal Drogo or Raban, their leader, to come in last. Then they got off the ship and their ships, and then we like closed the door and locked them in, and then we had Stan standing at a distance up on a balcony, like shrouded in darkness. They put a cape on Stan. And he had me pretending I was Stan's lackey, and totally, like, it was so cool. Like, I didn't have a recording of it, though, in pen pal, because it was very, like, Stan was pretending Stan was some sort of, like a double trickster, triple trickster, and doing all talking. And I went and got the key and the code, which Raybon was more than happy to give up. It was wild. Because Stan just said, well, we could just open the doors if you wish, or we could just, you know, we'll all wait on board together here, but you're not getting out. Clearly, I thought of everything. And so then I had to run off and shut down because I was a lackey. I even did, like, kind of lackey. I was acting like a lackey, which wasn't too hard for me. I said, yes, Khal Drogo. And it was almost like Stan was pretending it was Khal Drogo had become sentient or something. I don't know. Instead of that, Stan had a crush on Khal Drogo before, whatever. So, and then I go up there and shut off the go bye-bye button. And then Pen Pal, I got back. And who's waiting there? But all those sisters from my childhood with Stan, no longer shrouded in mystery. And making a deal with Khal Drogo. So right now, Stan and I are kind of in the BRIG. And Stan's asleep. I'm holding my hand on my chest and Stan's. Stan's resting because it was a venturing day. But you know what? Just like Stan said, we may not have plans that work, but our plans work out. So I'm going to get some rest too, Pen Pal. And even though that was a quadruple cross with the nuns, they have to go back to sleep at some point anyway. So I think it'll all work out, Pen Pal of mine. Going to be great. So just, keep on, maybe send a letter to your 8-year-old self and your 80-year-old self, Pen Pal. Picture Stan whittling. Is Stan dreams of whittling and making pebbles into beings, and good night. All right, I want to thank all our new patrons, Matthew, Heidi, and Eli. Thanks, and good night. Michelle, Sarah, and Kathy, thank you, and good night. Diane, Michelle, and Doug, thank you, and good night. Gary, Sean, and Christopher, thank you, and good night. Danielle, Desmond, and James, thank you, and good night. Gabriella, Phil, and Kathy, thank you, and good night. Katie, Kay, and Liz, thank you, and good night. Tom, Michelle, and Lise, thank you, and good night. Ashley, Amanda, and Onisa, thank you, and good night. Kyla, Kelly, and Seth, thank you, and good night. Case, Zach, and Tyler, thanks, and good night. Wondra, Orlando, and Susan, thank you, and good night. Brenda, Robin, and Caleb, Thanks, and good night, Guitar Girl. Michelle and Sam, thank you, thanks, and good night. Amir, Emily and Brenda, thank you, thanks, and good night. Michael, Keith, and Sarah, thank you, thanks, and good night. The Sage, Dorothy, and Jessica, thank you, thanks, and good night. Cody, Mallory, and Melissa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tria, Christian, and Lachlan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Daniel, Elizabeth, and Rebecca, thanks, and good night. Lawrence, Sho, and Megan, thanks, and good night. Nick, Kate, and Alex, thanks, and good night. Alexander, Scott, and Julie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Adrian, Sharon, and Donna, thanks, and good night. Gemma, Christine, and Kasha, thank you, thanks, and good night. Samantha, Lisa, and Gemma, thank you, thanks, and good night. Emily, Jean, and Holly, thanks, and good night. Adrienne, Sarah, and Hannah, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sarah, Connor, and Jeannie, thanks, and good night. Amber, Monica, and Hannah, thank you, thanks, and good night. David, Christiana, and Connie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ben, Heidi, and Jeremiah, thank you, thanks, and good night. Marlene, Caroline, and Sarah, thanks, and good night. John, Lindsay, and Michelle, thanks, and good night. Andrew, Julie, and Patrick, thanks, and good night. Meg, James, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Michelle and Lisa, thanks, and good night, everybody. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is a Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabalik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.